You are listening to a free sampler of the Zanzibar Buyer's Edge, a 50-plus page strategic guide for serious property buyers and investors. And let me say this clearly, this is only the sample. It gives you a taste of the honesty, the practical value, and the kind of straight-talking guidance inside the full guide. But it is not the full thing. The Zanzibar Buyer's Edge gives you something most guides avoid, honest cultural context. The kind of thing people feel, but do not always know how to explain. You will also hear the first three questions buyers are often too afraid to ask. Questions like, can I actually buy property in Zanzibar as a foreigner? What does ownership really mean? And who should I trust when I need legal help? You will also get legal and financial due diligence checklists, guidance on how to vet a Zanzibar lawyer, exact questions to ask, and two common pitfalls buyers must avoid. Because, let's be honest, when you're buying property in a country you do not fully understand yet, small mistakes can become very expensive mistakes. In the full guide, you get much more. You get the complete business purchase strategy, physical and operational due diligence, all six interactive tools, realistic financial models with no hype, political risk analysis, off-plan traps, references, verified sources, and the kind of practical structure that helps you move with confidence, not confusion. So think of this sampler as a test drive, a way to hear the tone, feel the honesty, and decide whether the full guide is right for you. Because if you like what you hear here, the full guide gives you the information you need to invest with structure, clarity, and yes, excitement too. Now, before we begin properly, there is something important I need to say, and this part may not be easy for everyone to hear, but it needs to be said. Especially if you're coming from the diaspora or from the West and returning to what you may feel is your motherland, you need to understand something very clearly. Most Zanzibaris never left. They have a completely different way of thinking, living, and seeing the world. So when you arrive, you may feel it. You may be seen as a Mazingu, a foreigner, not necessarily because people reject you, but because you do not live here. You may not speak the language. You may not yet understand the culture. You may not understand the pace, the systems, the unspoken rules, or the way things are done. And at times, that can feel harsh. It can feel disappointing. It can even feel disrespectful. You may find your patience stretched. You may feel a disconnect. Sometimes, it can feel frustrating, annoying, tiring, and I understand that. There are many reasons for this. How Africa has been portrayed, how Africans have been treated abroad, the gap between expectation and lived reality, the gap between what you hope to find and what you actually experience when you arrive. So my advice is simple. Find a place in Africa where you truly resonate. That may take time. You may need to visit different countries, different towns, different islands, different communities. You may need to spend time in different environments before you find somewhere that truly feels like home. That place may be Zanzibar, or it may not. Only you will know, and only time will tell. Now, let's take a look at the first question many people want answered. Can I actually buy property in Zanzibar as a foreigner? Yes, you can buy property in Zanzibar as a foreigner. But wait, this is where many buyers get it wrong. The way you buy property here is very specific. It is not freehold, it is leasehold, usually between 33 and 99 years, and it can only be purchased within designated, government-backed areas. So yes, you can buy, but no, you are not buying in the same way a Zanzibar national may own land, and that distinction matters a lot. Buying property in Zanzibar also does not mean you can automatically live here. Let me say that again. Buying property does not automatically give you the right to live here. Like any other country, if you're not a resident, you need a visa. And that visa is tied to what you have applied for, what you intend to do, and what the authorities approve. There are properties available at different levels within approved areas, including apartments at lower price points. But if you are intending to invest $2.5 million or more through a business opportunity outside designated zones, you may be entitled to become the sole shareholder. But again, this is structured, it is regulated, and it must be agreed with the government. So whether you are buying at a lower level or investing at a much higher level, the same principle applies. You need to understand the structure, you need to understand the rules, and you need to know exactly what you are buying into. Now let's move to question two. What does ownership actually mean? Do I really own the property? This is one of the most important questions in the whole guide, because the word ownership can sound simple. But in Zanzibar, for foreign buyers, it needs to be understood properly. Leasehold is the only form of ownership currently available to foreigners. And leasehold means what it means in many parts of the world. You have rights, but you also have restrictions. You are tied to the head leaseholder. That means there are rules, regulations, and covenants attached to what you are buying. You do not own the ground your property is built on. And even if it is a house, not an apartment, not a flat, but a house, you still do not own the land underneath it. That is the part many people miss. You may feel like an owner. You may be called an owner. You may even be able to sell or pass on the property. But legally, you are in effect a long-term tenant. A long-term tenant with rights, but also with conditions. You may be able to sell the property. You may be able to pass it on, but only if the lease allows it. And in some cases, you cannot simply sell to anyone you choose. The buyer may need to be approved by the head leaseholder. So you must understand the lease before you sign, not after, before, because leases can change. For example, you may buy a leasehold property at a time when you are free to choose your own insurance. Then later, the developer may introduce a clause requiring you to buy insurance through the head leaseholder. And suddenly, something that looked simple becomes expensive. These details matter, not because we want to frighten you, but because we want you to buy with your eyes open. Now, let's talk about hiring a lawyer, and please listen carefully here. In Zanzibar, this is not the time to hire your cousin's neighbor's son, who knows a guy who once helped someone with some paperwork. No, this is property. This is money. This is legal risk. You need a real lawyer with a real office, a real track record, and real experience. So what should you look for? First, a Zanzibar office, not just a P.O. box and a prayer. Second, they should be registered with the Zanzibar Law Association. That is non-negotiable. Third, you want at least 5 years of property law experience, ideally with foreign investors. Fourth, they should speak English and Swahili fluently because misunderstandings are expensive, very expensive. And finally, they must understand the ZIPA process. That is the Zanzibar Investment Promotion Authority, and they need to understand it properly, not vaguely. Not, I know someone there, properly. Now, here are some questions to ask before hiring a lawyer. How many foreign property transactions have you handled? Have you done business purchase structures before? Can you give me references from foreign clients? Do you charge a fixed fee or hourly? And listen, fixed fees are often safer for due diligence because nobody wants a legal bill that grows legs and starts jogging. Also ask, how long will your due diligence take? And if they say 1 week, verify it. Because fast is not always good. Sometimes fast just means shallow, and shallow due diligence can cost you far more later. Now let's talk about one common pitfall to avoid: trusting verbal assurances. This is a big one. Promises from developers, agents, partners, or anyone else involved in the deal mean very little if they're not documented. If it is not in writing, independently verified, and legally binding, it does not exist. Let me say that again. If it is not in writing, it does not exist. A smile is not a contract. A WhatsApp message is not always protection. And don't worry, we will sort it later, is not a legal strategy. It is a warning sign. The full guide reveals the number one off-plan trap that cost one buyer $50,000 and exactly how to avoid it. Because this sampler is just the beginning. The full guide gives you the complete business purchase strategy, all six interactive tools, the deeper due diligence process, the financial models, the political risk analysis, and the honest guidance you need before making serious decisions. So if you are serious about buying property in Zanzibar, do not guess your way through it. Do not rely on excitement alone. And please, do not let someone else's confidence become your risk. Get informed, get structured, get clear. To get your full copy of the Zanzibar Buyer's Edge, click the link below.